from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. As Atlanta's city government continues to try to rebuild public trust, now Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is fighting back against an investigation looking into whether her campaign staff was hired as city workers prior to her inauguration. 11 Alive reports that the city council investigation stems from published reports alleging that six staffers from Bottoms' campaign were paid by the city before the city had officially offered them jobs. Those reports also claim that some of the staffers were given job titles in departments and positions in which they had little or no experience. Earlier this week, Bottoms vetoed the investigation, saying it violates the city charter by hiring outside counsel for the investigation. Despite that, City Council President Felicia Moore tells 11 Alive News that the investigation has already been launched and is ongoing without the use of outside sources. The Atlanta City Council has asked for the investigation to be completed in 60 days. Meanwhile, Mayor Bottoms will host a town hall meeting tonight at Atlanta Metropolitan State College that starts at 6:30 p.m. The Atlanta Braves will start their season against the Phillies this afternoon as part of baseball's opening day. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The Braves are looking to return to the playoffs after taking the league by surprise last season, winning their division for the first time in 5 years. Among the new additions to the team is a familiar face. Athens native Brian McCann, who was drafted by the Braves in 2002, is once again with the team. He spoke to Fox Sports South during a preseason game.
Last year, to win the division, to get the Braves back to where they're supposed to be, I mean, to join it right now is perfect timing.
The last time Atlanta played in the World Series was in 1999, an accomplishment this team hopes to relive 20 years later. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The State House is expected to vote on a controversial heartbeat bill today. If the proposal ultimately becomes law, it would be among the strictest in the country, banning most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Meanwhile, the Republican author of the bill says he's worried his colleagues are starting to waver. The AJC reports that Representative Ed Setzler is expressing concern about pressure from abortion rights advocates. Setzler says that some Republicans have, quote, bellyache over voting yes and worry that it could affect their reelection chances. Governor Brian Kemp says he'll sign the bill if it reaches his desk. And a plan to expand access to health care for some Georgians is moving forward. Governor Kemp has signed the Patients First Act. He says it will allow the state to seek waivers from the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid.
In the days and weeks to come, we will work with consultants, CMS, and health care leaders in Washington to craft custom waivers to ensure that all Georgians have access to quality, affordable care.
Those consultants will research the state's health care system to find ways to expand coverage for those who currently don't fit the federal plans. Democrats at the Capitol are largely opposed to the decision. They say Medicaid expansion would cover more people sooner. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org.